Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, obviously, the airports are busy at this time of the year, and because of that, Aer Lingus has suggested that passengers check in their bags the day before they travel. Are things really that bad? Graham McQueen is spokesperson for Dublin Airport. Afternoon, Graham.
Afternoon, Sean.
As I understand it, they're making this suggestion because they say, you know, if you turn up on a Tuesday and there's a big queue for the check-in, it might be easier to turn up on a Monday. But won't there be a big queue then as well?
No, look, I think this what they're trying to do on Aer Lingus' side is make it easier for the passenger and give them options. I think these offers are available to passengers who are probably going on a long-haul flight or probably their one big trip, family trip a year, so they've got lots of suitcases, so they've brought it in that you can check your luggage in the night before. I think it's to alleviate queues in the morning. I think this works for flights before 8 a.m. I know as someone who travels with young kids myself, you don't want to be queuing, you want to be sitting down with them, giving them some breakfast, you know, making it as easy as possible. So I think this is just another option for passengers rather than anything else.
Right, okay. But probably more in for a long haul and if you're doing it first thing in the morning kind of thing, rather than you're just taking an hour flight.
Yeah, if you're heading to Edinburgh or Paris on a weekend trip, this probably isn't for you. You're probably just going to have hand luggage in that situation. So, yeah, but if you're going further afield and you've got the four kids or the three kids or whatever, and you want to just give yourself that extra time. I know a lot of friends who use the service and, you know, they love it because they live local to the airport. They drop off the night before, they get here in the morning, and it just takes that little bit of stress out of it.
What happens to the bags? Because I assume, you know, you check them in, they put them on the kind of conveyor belt thing. Where do they go then for the night?
Yeah, so the airline would store them. So we've a huge baggage hall here in both terminals at Dublin Airport. So the bags would be stored. They're all tagged, so there's no chance of them going on the wrong flight or anything. It's all pretty sophisticated, pretty simple, and it's all organised behind the scenes by the airline.
Yeah. Now, and at the moment, it would be, obviously, for obvious reasons, it's very busy at this time of the year. How are the kind of self-check-in places going? Because, you know, you hear anecdotal reports that the problem isn't with the gizmos themselves, though occasionally they break down. It's kind of people not really understanding that you do it and then you move on rather than you come up with your bag and have a big conversation while you're standing there.
Yeah, and look, it's that type of time of year, Sean, as well, where you get people travelling for their one trip a year. You know, you get families going through in July every year. They don't travel within those dates, so they arrive at the check-in desk. I think what I see in the terminals, and I've just been in there today, is the airlines all have extra staff on hand to help you. So if you do need that little bit of guidance, they're there to make sure you get on okay. But look, I think for the most part, they work fine. Most airlines as well would also have physical, manned check-in desks as well to help people out. So I think we're having our busiest days, our busiest weeks ever at Dublin Airport this summer. And I think what we've certainly done from an airport point of view is make sure we've got plenty of staff available. That's making sure that our customer satisfaction rates are really high this summer. And I think the airlines are doing that as well. They're trying to take the stress out, albeit it is a busy time. But for the most part, everything's moving really, really well.
Yeah. And what's the proportions now in that? Do most people use the self-check-in machines at this stage?
It depends on the airline, depends where you're going. I mean, a lot of the flights we would operate at Dublin Airport would be short haul, so they're just taking hand luggage, so they would probably check in using the airline app. They wouldn't check in the luggage. I know Aer Lingus, for example, have a pretty generous allowance that you can take onto the plane. So it depends on the airline. But look, again, if you're taking the three, four kids, or even my own two kids, I know how much luggage they take on holidays in the summer. You need to check a bag in. So it depends on the airline, but we've got options for everyone here at the airport.
Yeah. And in terms of the amount of flights going into Dublin Airport this year, that the cap is, it's still a very moot point, of course, but it will exceed what the supposed cap is.
Yeah, well, we'll probably come in somewhere just north of 36 million passengers this year. So that is above the 32 million cap that's on the airport. But we as an airport operator, we don't have any mechanism to stop that number going any higher. The slots regulator looks after the number of slots. That means the number of flights that can come in and out of the airport. So that's higher than 32 million this summer. We'd be acting illegally if we tried to prevent anyone getting on a flight. So for this summer, the cap is essentially a zombie cap. It's there, but it doesn't really mean anything. We're just hopeful, though, that this cap situation can be taken away. I think passengers are looking at it saying, why does our national airport have a cap on it? I think you've heard this week the American airlines are out in force saying, you know, why does Dublin Airport, the national airport of Ireland, have a cap? So the minister and the government have committed to looking at ways that we can remove the cap, and we're just keen to see that happen as quickly as possible, because we know there's a lot of airlines out there who want to add new routes and services through Dublin. You know, you're talking places like Brazil, India, Singapore. We could add these tomorrow if we got rid of the cap. So hopefully we see movement on that soon.
Yeah. Now, and they're threatening they're going to go and tell Uncle Donald about it. Are you worried about that?
No, look, I think that's a natural course of action that the Americans are considering, because, you know, it shows you how big an impact this is having on airline decision making. If you want to bring a route into Dublin Airport, particularly a long haul route to somewhere like an American city, you need certainty that that route is going to be there for the next 5-10 years. That means they can invest in the route, they can base the aircraft, they can put the marketing push behind that route to make it a success. But if you're looking at an airport that has a cap on it and you're wondering, you know, what's going to happen in the next 2, 3, 5 years, you won't base it in Dublin. You'll take it to Manchester or Edinburgh or somewhere else, because you just don't have that certainty. So that's becoming an issue in the US side. They see it as a potential trade barrier. And look, I think what we know from Donald Trump's time in government so far is you don't want to get on the wrong side of him, because once he, you know, fires the cannons at you, it can work out pretty bad. So hopefully we don't end up in that situation. Hopefully we get the resolution to the cap as soon as possible, and we can all get on with things.
Yeah, now, and there's multiple reports he's going to be visiting the UK in the next few weeks. So maybe he'll use Dublin as a hub. You never know. Have a look for himself. Graham, thanks a million for talking to us today. That's Graham McQueen there, spokesperson for Dublin Airport.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.